One, two, three, and go, Ramona.
Hi there, this is Reverend Ramona Carroll of Heart Song Journeys, and welcome back. Today I have with me Brian Peters of Beyond the Cup, and we're going to do a guest session on flower essences. So Brian, what exactly are flower essences?
Flower essences are actually the vibrational properties of plants. So it actually, in essence, I like to say it, I hate to be funny with and saying in essence, but in essence, it's Reiki in a bottle. So it's literally the vibrational qualities of those plants put into a bottle.
So how would I use a flower essence?
You can add it to your water in the morning. You can add it to a spray. If you're really feeling frisky, you can even add it to your bath water. So it's great to use with your full moon meditation if you wanted to relax and take a nice chill bath, add your essences to your water, and just chill out with your Heart Song Journeys salt scrub or whatever you wanted to work with your meditation.
Well, I know when I do the full moon meditation, I like to have all sorts of items that bring out the different aspects of the full moon, such as stones, candles, even foods. I think adding the essences would just kind of give it another boost, because is each essence individual in what it does?
Absolutely. Each one is actually, I say they're a pinprick. So what that means is they pinprick the precise intention that what you're looking for and allow you to get the biggest, I'm going to say the biggest bang for your buck, but also it gives you that big, that emotional release and stuff that you're looking for, being very specific. I actually grabbed a couple cards with us, and I knew we were doing this. Like the Morning Glory is actually, it talks about, I release old, deadened parts of myself. I wake up to the dawning life of a new sun, and I'm giving birth to my new self. Wouldn't that be great if something was supposed to be for rebirth, or talking about the blue moon where you're really trying to call on everything new for moving forward. So you're actually finding that vibration to purge out the old and bring in the new. Even sounds like it would be great for a new moon ritual.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And do you have to have a lot of it, or just a couple drops?
Just a couple drops, 3 to 4 drops.
So I could make a tea blend for my meditation for the moon. And I could add a couple drops of Morning Glory, and it would help facilitate making a change for me?
Absolutely. And you know what else would even be fun too, is if you wanted to, say if you are working with a tea blend for the month, and say maybe we're trying to work towards abundance, or we're trying to get rid of old stuff so we can move into a new abundance. What about using essences, one essence for each week, so that way you can start removing the older vibrations, you can start getting rid of the old vibration in the first couple weeks, and then towards the end of the month, bring in the vibrations for an essence to bring in all that new energy that you're looking for. So maybe if you're looking for abundance or more creativity, move the old out in the beginning of the month, and by the end of the month, bring in the new energy.
So you would say using 4 essences, now would I do this daily, like a couple drops every day?
I would do 1 a week. So it would be a situation, so maybe if we were talking about, I'm gonna say prosperity, because everybody's looking for trying to help with the business or trying to get things off the ground. I would do an essence for the first week, maybe about getting out of the old habits, and then maybe the next one, how to make better, stronger connections in the community, and then get into one about finance and stuff like that. So each one is building upon itself to get you further ahead.
So when you're saying doing these essences, so essentially I would say have Morning Glory for one day, and there's going to be 3 different other ones, but for that first week, I'm just going to do drops of Morning Glory every
yep.
day. And then I guess on Sunday, I would switch over to whoever's next.
Exactly. So that way, even in self-love, think about doing this as a self-love approach. You could actually start off with maybe working with roses and wild rose for self-love, and then get into more of the other stuff as you're progressing through the month. So it'd be really, especially if this is a situation where, so maybe if you had some, I'm going to say sexual trauma or something like that, and you're learning to love yourself more, maybe in the beginning of the month, start with hibiscus, and then go into wild rose, and then maybe go into sticky monkey flower, which is all one of our favorites, and then maybe go into red larkspur. So that way you're actually progressing through the month, and you're actually working with one intention for the week, and then you're moving into that new intention. Now you're doing something new. Now you move into the third, you're into a whole new thought process. And then that final week, you're almost getting into more of a whole soul spirit type approach.
So is this something that it's harmful for me to take with any of my medicines or
anything? Absolutely not. If you're on any medication, flower essences will not interfere. If you have an allergy to a plant, for you, you're not even going to experience an allergy. One of the ones I actually sell a lot of is actually poison oak. And a lot of times people are all paranoid about, oh my God, I'm going to get an allergy to poison oak. Believe it or not, there's actually no poison oak in there. It's simply the vibration of the plant in there.
So also, what if I've heard that like elixirs and essences, a lot of times they use alcohol to cut it with.
Yep. The alcohol actually holds the vibration. And when you actually add it to your water, you're actually going to be adding a drop or two. There's such a minute amount of alcohol that, one, you never taste it. And then, two, believe it or not, even if you have someone who's alcohol sensitive, it's diluted to a degree the person would never pick up on it. And it wouldn't be anything that would cause a problem.
So this is pretty much something that's safe for everybody to use.
Absolutely. Now, Ramona, did you notice I added them to your tea before we started?
Yes.
Well, you saw me add them. But, I mean, as far as taste go, you really can't tell.
No, I can't. I taste the tea, which is very nice. And I did watch you add them, but... So how do you decide how much to actually use?
I'm going to say everybody can pretty much start off at 3 to 4 drops for whatever given one they start with. And I always say within a couple weeks, you have an emotional epiphany. And at that emotional epiphany, you want to start dialing it back a little bit. And the emotional epiphany for everyone's kind of different. Sometimes it's you're ready to choke somebody. Sometimes you're crying your eyeballs out. Other times you're just ready to move on. And you can just kind of know where you're at and stuff.
So you'll get physical changes with this.
Absolutely.
And emotional changes.
Yep. You can also get spiritual changes. I actually have a friend who was wanting to get more connection with ancestors and starting to work on mediumship. They were actually able to use one of the essences to help improve that. We have the gem essences, which a couple of psychics I know use the Herkimer Diamond to help bring in better visions and better connections to spirit.
So what exactly are the gem essences, and are they better than the flower essences?
There's nothing better or worse between them. Believe it or not, I always say flower essences are your teachers, and then you have your gems, which are add more of the stability and kind of help hold you steady throughout that process. And as I like to say, and since we're in that time of year, the environmental essences are actually like the wicked stepmother, who actually will help you through that problem one way or another, even by force.
So there's a catalyst to make a change.
Absolutely. I still like my wicked stepmother.
I'm sure your wicked stepmother is very cute. So we've gone from flower essences to gem essences to environmental essences. So all of these actually work in tandem, but they can also be used alone.
Correct. And a lot of times, depending on the situation, it would even be a situation that using one by itself might be something that would actually help you out more. And so maybe if you're really looking at self-love and you're more of a stone person, you might gravitate towards more of a rose quartz versus working more with hibiscus. You might have more of a draw to one or the other. That's when we're going to talk kinesiology, look at maybe doing some card pulls, and see what we can do to kind of bring things full circle.
So when you say card pulls, what do you mean? Like tarot cards?
Yep, pretty much. There's actually flower essence cards that have been developed to actually help you, give you a little bit more approach and give you more information about everything. And there's also great information out there. There is a massive book that you can actually go through for information to know how you should take this, when you should take it, how it works. And I always say that the book gives you every question that anybody would ever ask, and it gives it to you in a very precise, concise manner.
So I know sometimes reference books, they'll break things down. Like, if you have this issue, you can look at this. If you have that, you can look at that. Does it also give like that general thing? Like, so Morning Glory, like we said, does it give me a breakdown also just what Morning Glory is by itself?
It does, and it even gives you a breakdown of if you're looking for essences only to help with new beginnings. It breaks that all down. It'll break it down what self-love is, and then it'll even give you cross-references so you can pigeonhole those directions even more. And depending on what category you're working within, those essences even dial down further to actually make it more to make it easier to understand for the person taking them.
So if I wanted to get an essence, is there certain places I have to go?
Of course, you have to go to the Healing Brew in Akron, Ohio, and come visit us at 1672 Merriman Road. Absolutely not. There's tons of different places that actually have the essences. We have them at the Healing Brew. I always recommend working with a practitioner or somebody who has experience with the essences, because you wouldn't want to be taking too many essences because it's just mud, it ends up muddying the water. At the same time, I wouldn't take one when you probably need two or three. So definitely talk with somebody who has experience with the essences to kind of help you and point you in the right direction.
So how would I find someone who has that experience?
I'm going to tell you, you can go on the FES website. It's the, there's a Flower Essence Society page. They actually have a whole list of practitioners. You can get a hold of myself, and you can get a hold of me through the Healing Brew. You can get a hold of me any way like that, and I can help point you in the right direction. If I can't find the answer, I'm sure I can find someone who can.
So if they wanted to get a hold of you at the Healing Brew, how did they do that?
They can give us a call at 234-678-0380. Or they are more than happy to find our Facebook page at The Healing Brew on Facebook. And we also have an Instagram now.
And on Facebook, it's The Healing Brew LLC?
Correct.
Can I also reach you maybe on the website? Do you have a website?
Yep, we have the healingbrew.com website page. They can go in, you go in there. It actually has all the information available for all the essences. It gives you a breakdown of how that essence can be used, what properties it has, and actually does a really nice job of providing the information for you if anyone has any questions.
So you were saying one of the ways you can also choose them is using kinesiology. What exactly is kinesiology?
Basically, it is kind of using your, I'm going to say it's kind of using your body as a pendulum. And what it does is, this easy one is, I always say, is self-kinesiology. Hold something to your chest and see, and put your feet together firmly in the middle. And then either, and see how that makes you feel. If you fall back or you fall towards it. Everybody has their own impression. If you fall back, is it something good for you? If you fall forward, if it's something you need. In my experience, I always say if you fall back, it's definitely something that you're repelling against. If you fall forward, it's something that you need to check out and see if it's something that would work with you.
So have you tried these yourself?
The flower essence? Absolutely. And actually, and I know you have tried quite a few flower essences.
Yes,
too.
I have. And I have to say that for me, it's been very interesting because I have a lot of things that I've been working through. And like you said, that emotional kind of like breakthrough. So when I first took them, I didn't really notice anything. It took about 3 days and all of a sudden I realized I'm not as stressed at work. I'm a little more relaxed. Yep. I'm a little more focused. I felt like I could start working on things and really kind of like tailoring myself what I needed to do. And then I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks and I had a variety that I was doing. So I don't stay on one for too long. I just remember I had that breakthrough moment, the emotional meltdown, and I was texting you like crazy at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, absolutely. And so it's really about you just making those connections and letting and knowing. And I always tell people if you want to journal or keep notes or talk to a good friend, they can definitely help let you know when kind of when you've hit those, I'm going to say those milestones and letting you know when you should dial back and stuff like that. That's why I always tell people if you work with the practitioner, they can always work with you and give you the best feedback and knowing how to move forward. I do want to always mention that even though these are highly researched, there's a great group of people behind Flower Essence, especially who do a lot of great investigation and research and telling you know how the essences work. Also, we're not doctors, we're not anyone in the medical profession, so I always tell anybody if anybody has anything chronic or they have something that they need to work with, they definitely want to reach out to their medical professional or call 911. So,
or as you say, I'm not a doctor nor do I play one.
Absolutely.
So I'm taking that while these work very well for you, it's also a good idea to have a good support base for you also. One of the things I noticed is you gave me that questionnaire from the FES Society, and one of the questions was there a change? And the next question was, does anyone notice? And I know a lot of times I was writing like, no, and then someone would say, well, you know, yesterday I noticed you were doing this or you were doing that. And I'm like, I guess I'm going to notice something. Right. I didn't notice it myself, but others were noticing.
Absolutely.
It.
And the other thing is, too, is some essences actually even have immediate results. So sometimes you can take an essence and you can already feel yourself go from being at level 10 down to level 2 or 3 really quick. You just feel that drop in everything.
That would be the day you gave me Polar Glacier.
Yep, absolutely.
I remember coming in and I was all just a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, very angry with work. And I think that was actually my first try with the flower essences, because you came over and you just gave me a cup of water, and without thinking, I started drinking the water, and just, I think it was like within a few moments, all of a sudden I felt very relaxed. I was like, ah, I'm not as stressed anymore.
Absolutely. And then you can even add them into, I'm going to say you can even add them into spray bottles, spray them around your room. So Polar Glacier is one of the ones I would use as an energy clearer. Even work it, throw it on your massage table, use it in any healing practices or modalities that you have. You can even use it as a spray over top of somebody if you're doing energy work as a way to help calm, relax them and stuff.
Now, say I like the energy. Could I add that maybe to a lotion or to a body oil?
Absolutely. Add them to a lotion. You can add them to your bath water. There's really not, I'm going to say there are a lot of different ways to use flower essences. I haven't heard of one yet that I wouldn't do. So, yes, I'm not making a challenge for anybody by no means, but they're very flexible. There's a lot of different ways you can work with them.
So I could add it to my cooking.
Absolutely. How about, what about making a Morning Glory iced tea and actually just adding some essences of Morning Glory into a wonderful strawberry iced tea? Just add some essence to it. Or doing a strawberry basil lemonade and using basil essence in there as well, so you have the vibrational qualities of the basil in there too.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
So there's definitely ways that you can do this and tweak it to actually use it as a way to help everybody or just help yourself, or different options out there for you.
So what all do you have a favorite that you like, or?
I don't have a favorite per se, but I'm going to say if you're going to pigeonhole me and say I can only choose one, I'm probably going to say, soul support, because I think it does a nice job of kind of taking care of everybody and kind of using it as a good, I'm going to say, a band-aid when somebody's having a bad day.
A flower essence?
It is a combination spray. It actually is flower essence as well as a gem essence.
So is it like one of those environmental ones?
Yep, or? It has. Okay. It's like that.
So if you could break it down, if you could have maybe one or two flower essences, one or two gem, and then one or two environmentals. Well, we'll say one, since you already chose soul support.
I really don't. I'm going to sit here and say I don't have favorites per se, because it all depends on the situation. Depends on what's going on. I'm going to say as far as the gem essences go, I'm going to say Moldavite's always a fun one to pick up, because it always zaps somebody. So I have other reasons why I like certain ones. I also kind of like Chalice well, because of the high vibration for the angels. Even like some like the roses, and there's another one for sleeping, the animal one I use a lot. So
Yep,
you can use them for your animals. So you can use them for all your cats, your dogs. Just put a couple drops in their water. They'll never know it's there.
And can I use it for my iguana?
Why not?
That'd be neat.
I wouldn't see why. To be honest, there would be no reason why you couldn't. And this would even be a situation that if you had an iguana and you had a mister or a fogger that you were using in your aquarium, and you had a stressed out iguana, by adding a couple drops into your water system, might be a way to introduce that in a different way to the animal.
So it could help prevent anxiety or stress.
Absolutely. Yep.
Wonder if I could add it to a fish tank.
Oh, I don't know about that one. Fish are a little more pickier than most.
So,
I'm not a vet either, so guys, I'm not a vet. I do not need emails telling me how I killed your iguana.
We will hold you safe from that. So, I've noticed that in being here at the shop, I noticed some of these essences come as a spray, but also there appears to be some that are like an oil.
The oils are, so 99% of your essences are alcohol-based that are your traditional essences. We also have the oil ones, which are actually oil-based for use with your body. You can add them to your bath water. And they also have some nice, I'm going to say, fragrances added to them. And then we also have the sprays, which are just a handy-dandy form for you to build a spray around your house. Have a little bit of somebody's knowledge about blending different essences together. and in different, I'm going to say different essences together for you to be able to have a vibration for something. Like the Calling All Angels is Chalicewell, Angelica, and they use a couple other ones to kind of to raise that vibration in the house. And if you know any angel readers, that's a good way to make their ears ring.
Oh, like Reverend Michael Black.
Absolutely. And rumor has it he might actually stop out here in a couple weeks and actually help us out with some talk on access consciousness bars.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Another way to bring in high vibration to our lifestyle.
Absolutely.
So, it's interesting. So what you're saying, all these are basically their energy work.
Absolutely. 110%. There's no
natural energy working with us.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you there's no difference between using flower essences or using Reiki. It's one and the same in my opinion. I even combined flower essences with my Reiki.
How do you do that?
In spray bottles.
So do you spray the client before or after?
During the session. So actually we'll start the session off. I'll actually use maybe Calling All Angels. So that way it's bringing in high vibration. And then maybe finish with this spray with sage or maybe even something to help polish off the aura at the end. So there's definitely, especially if you're working with a client and you already know what would work for them, what wouldn't, you're actually better off. You actually treat them pinhole prick. So if I was going to work with you and I know that you need to be more grounded, maybe I would work with Tiger's Eye, or maybe I would look at the Valerian, the white California Valerian or something like that as a way to kind of help lower your vibration.
That sounds interesting. I like that. So do you prefer the essences over other things that you've used?
Not really. It's I still prefer my plants. I still like, give me a cup of tea or something like that. I'm still a big proponent of that. But at the same time, I like my essences because I like the energetic approach on it.
So how many essences are there?
I think actually the funny thing is there are, I'm going to say there's probably at least at this point over a couple hundred. And then there's more that are in trials and doing double blind styles trials with until they get all the information put together.
Oh my gosh, that is a lot.
Yep.
So, noticing your display out here, you have one group that's called Range of Light. Then there seems to be all these other just regular flowers. Then there's, I think they're like Bach remedies?
Yep, Bach 40. Those are actually the original ones that were created out of England. And those were the original ones that was created back in the 30s. They were the ones that was originally by Bach that they have actually kept a hold of his traditional recipe. And they actually are made completely his way. And then we also have the gem essences. And then the Range of Light. I always tell people are more about dealing with your spiritual self and dealing with more spiritual concerns than anything else.
So you would say the regular flower essences, they're more for like the physical, the emotional, the mental. Yep,
exactly.
And your Range of Light is more for a spiritual.
Your spiritual path.
Higher vibration.
Exactly. Or it's going to be, yes, if you're an empath and you're struggling with dealing with those energies, would you find something in one of the other ones? Absolutely. But some of the ones that are actually in the Range of Light might be more precise in working with you.
They all sound very nice. I know for myself in using them, I have enjoyed them very much. And I do tend to do a flower essence with a gem to kind of support it.
Absolutely.
Or sometimes a flower essence and the environmental. And the environmentals really help me at work.
Absolutely. So as far as that goes, I always tell people if they have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. They can always contact me out at The Healing Brew, or they can get a hold of me on Facebook from Beyond the Cup. Other than that, that's really all I have for you.
Okay, so the number again to contact you?
234-678-0380.
And your website?
Is thehealingbrew.com.
And on Facebook, it's The Healing Brew
LLC. Correct.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being with me today, Brian. I truly appreciate it, and I hope that everybody has learned something. Again, please stay tuned. We will have more information on other items for you soon.
Thank you, Ramona.
Thank you, Brian.
This is Brian Peters with Beyond the Cup. You guys are all in for a very special treat. Here, you guys get to listen to my interview with Energetic Paths of the Soul with Reverend Ramona Carroll in its entirety here on Beyond the Cup. If you guys do get an opportunity, definitely check out her podcast on Anchor, as well as anywhere you want to find your podcast. And we will get this podcast started with you guys. Thank you very much for listening to us today. And take it away, Ramona.